101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Being blown off is going out with someone and then getting ghosted. And you don't know why, so you call us.
And that is where you've landed, Nick, with Lauren. But let's go back to the beginning. How did you two first meet?
Well, we actually met on the dating app Hinge.
Mm. Oh, okay. So, very cool. Yeah. So after meeting on Hinge, where was your first date?
We did like a little quick date because it was a Hinge date. We just grabbed some ice cream and that was it. I thought it was great. We had a ton of chemistry. I thought it went really well.
Okay. And did anything weird happen on the date? Like you threw your ice cream on or anything? I mean, like, did anything crazy happen or is this just a case where we have no idea?
Nothing crazy happened. That's why I have no idea. I thought we even started, you know, planning out future dates and maybe talking about other ice cream shops there were, other places we'd want to go eat, other good restaurants.
Oh. So
I thought it was going really well, right.
Mm. Man, so you're talking then, future, yeah, and now nothing.
And nothing. No text back, no nothing. No Hinge back.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try to get Lauren on the phone so we can figure out this great mystery for you, Nick. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, hang tight. You know what? We'll do the talking and figure out what's going on with Lauren.
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lauren?
It is.
Hey, Lauren, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and we have you on the radio right now. Is it okay if we can chat with you on the air?
I guess so. What's this about?
Hey, Lauren, it's Holly, and we actually have an acquaintance in common, and that's what this is about. So we wondered if you had been meaning to completely blow off Nick, the guy that you went out with for ice cream. He's looking to get back in touch with you. Yep. So, I mean, what happened? Is there any way we can smooth things over?
Well, probably not.
Ooh.
Oh,
but
wow.
Let's just say, you know what? I will say it started, like, Nick is really cute, but he seems super nervous when we first, like, met up.
Okay.
The conversation was a little bit awkward at first.
Okay, which can happen. I mean, you know, on a first date, people's nerves get a little high.
Yeah. So I felt like maybe it was that we just didn't have a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But then he dropped, like, this little nugget of information.
What did Nick say?
So near the end of the date, he just blatantly, like, looks at me and he's like, so is this going to become a thing? Because if not, there's this girl at work who's pretty interested in me. So I'm just letting you know I have options.
Okay, Lauren.
Yeah, right?
Hold on one damn second.
Oh, no.
Lauren,
no.
We actually have Nick on the phone.
Thank goodness we do. Nick!
Yeah.
Sorry, Lauren.
The hell were you thinking?
What? I wanted to know that I had other girls that liked me, that women are attracted to me, and that's what women are. That's what they like, right? They like competition for.
Well,
that's what I was.
So here's what it's.
Is that what you think? No. It's not what they like, Nick. Especially not like out of the gate like that. Why even bother? I mean, like. You just wanted to let me know that I'm one of many options for you?
Oh, yeah. I imagine how terrible that must have felt.
Well, I just wanted you to know that I was desirable. I'm sorry. There is no girl at work. I just made it up so that I, you know, would seem more attractive.
Oh, hold on. There's not even a girl.
Let me guess, Nick.
There might be. Like, I don't know you. So now what I know is that you're just a cocky guy who's also a liar.
Oh, no, I'm not that kind of person. I just thought somebody told me this. A friend of mine told me, and it was bad advice. And I thought it would help my chances. I really liked our date.
That friend did you dirty.
Did your mom ever ask you if a friend told you to jump off a bridge? Would you do it?
Oh.
Okay. This. You know what?
Okay. So here's the problem: is that Nick. You probably have one of those friends that has lots of women come in and out of his life, and you're like, ooh, I want to be just like Jason.
Oh.
Well, Jason didn't tell you that you have to do it within reason. So let's say you're on the third date, and then a girl comes talking to you. Then you're just like, hey, that was crazy. Like, that's the playfulness. You don't say, well, there's a girl that is cute.
How about this? #Hashtag no more listening to Jason.
Yes.
If you're
done with Jason.
If there is a Jason.
Or Brandon or Tom or whatever his name is, okay?
Okay.
It's Kurt.
Kurt! Thanks a lot, Kurt!
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off. off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.